sounds like a spaceship.
Yeah, it does, right?
Bono's in space.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I forgot to come in yesterday. I thought it was a half day, man.
That was weird.
Yeah.
When you just didn't show.
I haven't done a senior ditch day. Well, since I used to ditch all the time.
Of course you did.
I think I'm going to start doing it now. It was fun.
Right, but just a heads up.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
Oh, I see. I should let you know.
Well, we
could have gone.
You don't have to.
We could have gone and partied somewhere.
Oh, that's true.
All right,
yeah,
so
sure.
Monday.
We could have had I known.
What are we doing? What are you doing Monday besides not coming to work?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Sluggo.
Sure, okay.
That was close.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
Really? That's funny.
We love the All Request Fest.
Yes.
Because those 2 hours between 5 and 7 o'clock on Fridays are always incredibly different.
That's so, I mean, just what you want to hear, and if we can find it, and it doesn't, we never guess what it's going to be.
We can never guess. Sometimes it all goes in a theme.
Yeah.
Which blows our mind.
Yes.
We don't know how that happens.
Nope. And sometimes it's like, whoa, I haven't played that since 1982.
Right.
Okay, I'll dig that out.
So that's good fun.
Yeah, from 5 to 7.
Things you've done to see concerts. We're going to do your call-in topic that we tried to do yesterday before the phones broke.
Oh, I heard. So Stu spilled a beer on the phones or something?
No, Stu didn't do anything, nor did I.
So you've seen Pink Floyd, The Wall, the movie.
Yeah.
Is that sort of thing to get into a concert backstage? Don't do that. Not worth it. Although we handed over the tickets, so you know.
Listen.
Yeah.
I've jumped fences. That's all I'm saying. I've jumped fences.
I believe it.
People are dumb on the show today.
Oh, nice.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Oh, yeah. That is parked at $5,600 for now. Nobody seems to know the periodic table.
Ah.
So that's where we're at.
$5,600 before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. All right, listen, I'm angry, but here's why.
What?
Here's why.
Uh-huh.
Just drive normally.
Why do
just
what?
Just pay attention.
Yes, pay attention. What How hard is it to be? Why?
What are you doing? We're all on the road all
You're
the time.
You're behind the wheel of something that could literally kill several people if not. Yeah.
Yes.
Pay attention.
And at the very least, you're slowing everything up.
Yeah.
So, Sluggo, I want to tell you a story, and I need you to picture this in your head. So, put your phone down.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Just like on the road, Sluggo's I have to
texting.
Do this.
So, you know the 101... South from the 405.
The 101 South from the 405, yes.
To the 134 split.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's where you like to wait until the last second to get over.
Correct, yes. Which
right.
bugs you. Okay, so the far two left lanes are the 134.
Uh-huh.
Then there's three lanes that go straight to the 101.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They go south on down into Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you stay
the
over
there. The people that stay in that middle lane mm-hmm. and then stop... To
yes.
put on their signal
yes.
to get into the left
What
two
are you
lanes.
Doing?
What are you doing?
Yes. And I mean, at this point in time, there's absolutely no excuse for it because something on board should be able to tell you if you overshoot, just get off the next exit.
Right.
It'll tell you how to get back.
Right. It's
very,
very simple.
Figure it out. Don't kill people.
But that's not what happened.
Right. Okay.
What happened was the 134 with the two left lanes.
Uh-huh.
The middle lane was the guy that was going to, I thought, merge to the 134.
Right.
He stopped. And put on his signal to the right.
So he's already in a lane that could go the way he's going to go.
He's in a lane that will take him on the 101.
Right.
He needs to be in a different lane that will take him on the 101.
Why are you stopping on the freeway ever?
To put on his signal to the right. Are you kidding me?
Back in the 1970s when we all were driving 80 miles an hour and it was actually open out there, my mom would freak out if we barely tapped a brake. Like if we slowed down a little, it's a freeway! Keep
going!
Good
for her.
Don't stop!
Good for your mom.
She would freak out now.
This person was going 0 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
With the right signal on. And I've never honked longer in my life. I could have gone around and I was just like...
No! Yes!
I can't. I almost wanted to get out and punch somebody.
Sure. It's a valuable lesson you're trying to teach.
You're in the middle lane and you're stopping on a freeway.
Even if you were in the wrong lane, who cares? It's not...
Right.
The rest of the world
right.
doesn't have to deal with your
Stop
problem.
And go around.
I
you.
Always want to ask those people, do I need to hold your hand while you pee too? How do you get along in life?
I want to run into them. I know that's
I know,
not the
I
answer,
do too.
But dear
I'm like,
God, you
yes.
if you're on a freeway and you don't have to, don't stop.
No. Yes.
Maybe
do not.
Just don't.
Right.
Figure something else out.
And if you're confused, then don't make all the rest of us screech on our brakes.
And if you're so scared that you're riding your brakes the whole time, take the side
surface
streets.
Street. Get off the damn freeway.
There's too many of us on the freeways for you to be driving like this.
You know, the sad thing
is
that 97% of the people out there are driving fine. But the 3% that can't pay attention, don't know what they're doing, are afraid, screw it up for everybody.
I never wanted to gently pull up behind somebody and just start pushing them. Just start pushing them forward. People are dumb.
Turns out.
People are dumb.
Who knew?
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
In Massachusetts, a school bus driver was allegedly driving while drunk.
Ah, man, I mean, as a kid, you get on board and the driver's like, hey, how you doing?
Can you imagine?
Nice artwork, kid. Was that supposed to be a son? Stupid. Hey, sit down.
Let's see.
Wow, that's messed up.
The name of the driver was 53-year-old Bethan Sweeney.
Bethan.
And she had just picked up 28 passengers between the ages of 14 and 20. So not little kids.
Oh.
And two adult supervisors.
Oh.
At Plymouth North High School.
Hey, you guys want a drink?
Where they were coming from the basketball Special Olympics closing ceremony.
Was an amazing game, wasn't it? I was drinking my ass off.
Massachusetts State Police police received a 911 call, reported an erratic bus on Route 3.
It's not Pembroke, coming from the World Cup, that's for sure.
Around 5:25, according to the police, the caller was a passenger on the bus.
Oh, my God.
And said that the bus was swerving in and out of lanes.
She's screaming something about speed. I have to keep going the same speed or the bus is going to explode.
And ran a red light.
Oh, wow, that's terrifying. Why don't buses have seatbelts, by the way? I mean, there's got to be some reason. I don't know what it is. But I mean,
I don't know.
All the public transport, you're sitting there, especially kids, not belted in.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, if we could just get the drivers to be sober,
yeah, maybe not drink.
That would be a start.
Wow.
The driver, Bethany Sweeney, was asked to step off the bus, and the troopers smelled alcohol on her.
Oh, my God.
She was unsteady on her feet, and her speech appeared to show signs that she was intoxicated.
Boy, talk about that fine. You're pretty.
She was arrested and charged with operating under the influence of intoxicating substances.
And being a jerk.
Here's what she was charged with.
Yeah.
Operating under the influence of liquor.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know her.
Child endangerment while operating under the influence.
Of liquor. I don't even know her.
Negligent operation of a motor vehicle.
She was wearing a negligee.
Reckless endangerment of a child.
Wow. This is a rack of charges.
Having an open container of alcohol.
Oh, come on.
Which was a water bottle that was filled with vodka.
Oh, my God.
So you got that happening.
That is so messed up. What is a jerk? I'm going to lean yes on that one. I'm all for drinking. I don't know.
But not before you drive a bus.
Generally not when you're driving kids.
It does seem like it makes sense.
Song's over.
Oh, hey. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's
Friday!
Rock Station.
Woo! You know, I keep forgetting it's Friday because it's like a Monday because I had a Friday on Wednesday.
You and took yesterday off.
It was awesome.
Sluggo took yesterday off is what he's trying to say.
It was awesome. Woo!
Then he loved it. What are we doing today? Oh,
yeah.
You remember not that long ago when Taylor Swift went on sale?
I can't. Who doesn't love Ticketmaster? You know, I screw anti... what's the word? I just said it.
Monopoly?
Yeah, antitrust laws.
Yeah.
You know, let monopolies come in and buy up everything and destroy it.
I would like to see competition. That would be a good thing.
Seems like a good idea.
I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift goes on sale, and the pre-sale sells too many? A fire alarm?
Yeah. The building's on fire now.
All right, excellent.
Here, open the door.
What's happening?
Oh, they fixed it.
It went off.
I wanted you all to hear the alarm. Everybody's running out the door. We're sitting here talking on the radio. What is going on?
The building is just falling
down.
Oh,
it's Ticketmaster. They're pissed. We're making fun of them.
So Ticketmaster says, hey, there were too many people that wanted tickets. Now,
too bad.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You sell tickets.
And you made it your deal that you're the only ones in the world that can sell tickets.
And it's all you do.
That's all you do.
You sell tickets.
Yeah, you don't sell slushies at 7-Eleven. You don't have like
since I started in 1990
coffee.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Once a year, twice a year, Ticketmaster goes down.
And what is the deal with just deciding, we're not going to sell any more of these Taylor Swift
that
tickets?
I don't know. That
you know,
I don't
screw
understand.
Screw you, Taylor. Go to hell. It's
they
nice
said there
you
were
want to
many,
do a little show.
Too many pre-sale, and then they didn't have enough left over. And
it's your fault.
I don't know. I just feel like it would help if there was something called competition.
Yeah. So let's talk about radio.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, deregulation.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Two companies can own everything.
All right, so
anyway,
people are getting desperate
to get to these shows.
Yes. Now, I don't care about Taylor Swift, but I do care about the desperation to get to a show.
Didn't your friend love Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
He would have been very upset.
That made it worse. I do care about the passion that you have for seeing a show.
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
Right.
And what you did to get into a show.
I mean, like back in the day when you'd go see some show at a tiny little venue, you'd go to the Whiskey or whatever, you would ditch work and go make sure you got in line to get the tickets. Mm-hmm. You'd go to...
And if you didn't get the tickets, you'd try and buy them off somebody.
Yeah, you go to May's Company or whatever and stand in line all day next to the women's lingerie to buy
May's?
Tickets. Yeah, whatever the hell it is. But you know what I mean?
I don't think it was May's.
I don't know. Joe's.
No, but you did have to stand in line for hours and hours and days sometimes to get tickets.
And then if that didn't work...
Then you just jump the back fence, which a lot of people did.
You pretend to be part of the road crew. Right, get in backstage. I'm going to carry this speaker for you.
So you were desperate enough to see a show that you did what? 818-955-KLOS.
How did you get into a show?
How did you weasel your way into a show that perhaps you shouldn't have been at, but you needed to see it?
You had to be there.
It's
were up in the
kind
rafters.
Of music passion that that we love.
Yes, so we know that.
818-955-KLOS.
And I didn't think about it until just now, young Kevin. But the little crazy, kind of tricky way I got to see Floyd and a lot of shows back in the day.
Right.
Was I had a car. I had a car early. Like my dad split and left a car. He's like, you can have it. I don't want
it. At what age?
16.
Okay.
So, like, my friends would be like, oh, we'll get you into the show if you drive us.
Great.
Because nobody else had, you know, they had the money.
Right.
They could buy the tickets.
And you had the car.
But I had the car.
That
so
works
like,
out well.
All right, I'm going to a show. I'm going to another show. I'm going to a show again.
That works out well for everybody.
Drive our asses home.
We're talking about the crazy or tricky or weird or just desperate ways you tried to get into a concert.
Because you had to go.
Correct. KLOS, hello.
The crazy way I got into a concert or the tricky way I got into a concert.
Either way.
Either way, buddy.
I was down in Long Beach, went to a Santana concert back in the day. And I ran some girls, and I told them I was part of the band, and they believed me. And I walked up because I keep my persona like I'm somebody. And they let me in.
Isn't it amazing? Like,
I got you. I love that.
You don't want to have to be a door dude and decide whether or not this guy really is in the band. So sometimes that can work, especially back in the day.
If you're super confident, especially back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dress like that. I dress like that today at 66.
So you got to get into a Santana show then, huh?
Yes. Down in Long Beach when they had the Long Beach show.
Well done, man.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We are good, thank you. We're talking about ways that you snuck into a show.
I jumped over a fence when we had the Irvine Meadows. You could jump over the fence. You were willing to travel about five to 10 minutes off the side gate.
Yep. That back fence was very, very vulnerable.
Yeah, that was real easy to get into back in the day. What shows did you see out there for free?
I saw the Cult there. I saw Danzig there.
Nice.
I got a lot of good shows. But the department store you were talking about was called May Company.
May Company, that's it. I knew it was May something.
Wow,
yeah,
May
that's
Company.
Right. Yeah,
they had a Ticketmaster and everyone. It was down by where they wrapped gifts.
Yeah,
and
right.
When I was 18, I got a credit card in that department store just for the Ticketmaster and racked up just about, I think it was $7,000 in 1994.
Wow.
Concert ticket.
And then they went out of business.
I never would pay for any of those credit card bills, but I went to all those concerts for free. Floyd, Metallica with Guns N' Roses at the Rose Bowl. It was phenomenal.
Wow, you know what you're doing.
We're still in business.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's what we're talking about.
Yep, that's it. You have to get in somehow.
You have to go.
818-955-KLOS.
There are some pretty major perks to working in radio. The hours are usually pretty good unless you're insane and do mornings.
Yeah, that was dumb.
And a lot of times you can come in hungover and no one cares. That's kind of part of the deal.
But get to the part.
You also get free concert tickets.
Yeah, I was.
Is some show coming into town?
Spoiled beyond words.
You and I were at the same Nine Inch Nails shows a couple of times.
That's true.
And there's no way we paid to get into those.
That's
there's
true.
Not a chance.
That is very true. But
yeah,
you had to get in somehow. How did you do it?
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yay!
What is up, party people?
Talking about how hard you tried to get into concerts.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
So back in what I believe was the late 80s, possibly early 90s, went to see Judas Priest and Slayer at the Long Beach Arena.
Nice.
Yep.
Or excuse me, LA Sports Arena.
Okay.
Brain's a little addled. So I got in. I had a ticket. I got in, Slayer started. We're in the loge, kind of undesirable seats for a Slayer show.
Mm-hmm.
So like 30 of us jump from the loge down to the risers, rush it onto the floor, as one is known to do on a Slayer show.
Of course.
And I get the hand on my shoulder, and I'm the lucky one that the bouncers decided to catch.
There's got to be someone. They got to make an example.
Did they bounce you?
Yeah, they outed me. So I'm gone. So I'm like, I got to find a ticket. I got to get back in.
Yeah.
I look, and there's a small crowd of people gathered around a limousine. And there's a guy there with some radio promo tickets that he's trying to sell.
Sell.
People are offering him 60, 70, 85 bucks for him.
What station was he from?
Was his name Kevin Ryder?
I think KNAC in the day.
Oh, okay, KNAC.
If I remember.
That would have been Stu.
Hey, Stu! Uh-huh. Awesome, yeah.
So, and so I walk up to him and I go, hey, bud. I go, I don't really have much money, but I have something else.
Mm.
I had some little herbal happiness that was exceptional.
That is better than cryptocurrency, my friend.
It definitely was, because I showed it to him, and he said, hop in the limousine. And we jumped in a limousine, we made a quick transaction, and I was back in by the second song.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
It really was. It was a great deal.
I think we should change to that currency, actually.
Yeah, I believe that would be a good thing. There'd be a lot less stress in the world, that's for sure.
No kidding.
For sure.
Dude, thank you for calling, man. Thanks. Awesome. Well, that's one way to get in.
Yep.
You had to get into a show.
818-955-KLOS.
Put the keyboards down and come out with your hands up. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Talking about desperate things you did to see a concert. You have a story?
Well, I mean, I heard you guys talking about Irvine, man. I jumped that back fence quite a few times myself.
Yep, Irvine Meadows.
Now
yep.
It's someone's backyard, you know. It's a bunch of people.
You know, I know, man. I watched the, I rent heavy equipment for a living, so we were there doing a lot of that work.
Oh,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Should have gone on strike. You know, no!
Sorry. I know, it sucked. It really did, man. But I also wanted to bring up, guys, listen to you guys talk. You guys remember Lion Country Safari?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right down the hill. Yeah.
Yeah, right down the hill. You guys talking about this just brought back childhood memories, man. And
That's weird.
I wanted to call you guys, man, tell you guys have a great-ass week.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, man. Right back at you.
You guys faithfully, man, for many years. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks, take care. Right on, dude.
You guys.
Thanks.
You too.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi. Tell us what you did to get into a show.
Got naked.
And how did that help get you into a show?
Seems like that would make it harder.
Yeah.
So
hey,
to speak.
Come on.
So to speak.
I'm trying to have a nice day here.
Oh, the couple that were selling the tickets were giving them at a good price, and the number of people, you know, on kind of like in the side alley wanted to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what else will somebody else do to put you over the top to get
see. So it was who will do the most extreme thing.
Yeah, they had two guys that were kissing, two girls that were kissing.
Was poor man in charge of this contest? That sounds like a poor man thing.
I want to see you guys make out. All right, you get naked. What show is this for?
Yeah.
It was a Grand Funk Railroad show. It's quite a while.
And was it worth it? Was it worth presenting
arms
for the show? Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Right on. Well, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
Hey, I went to a Led Zeppelin concert down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I had a stepbrother who was 5 years old. And he was 15, I was 10.
Right.
And we got down there, and that's when a lot of people smoked pot back in the day.
Yes.
Hello?
Doesn't seem like the end of the story, but we lost you.
He went off to smoke some pot. I don't want to do that. I want to do that.
You're going to have to
go off and smoke some pot.
Wait a minute. Just a minute.
I'll be right back.
No.
I'm just going to. 818-955-KLOS.
Desperate ways you got into concerts.
You're a madman.
The KLOS $100,000 name game. Your chance to play is coming up very soon.
Damn straight.
First, we're talking about desperate things you did to see concerts. Who did you see?
Seeing the Allman Brothers in Burbank.
All right. What did you have to do to see the Allman Brothers in Burbank?
Climb up the backside of a hill and a fence, and I was in.
Nice. That seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, if you're willing to put in the exercise, I mean, who's going to stop you?
Now it's a lot harder, but in the 90s and the 80s in Los Angeles, it was easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it worth the exercise?
Oh, heck yeah. I was so fit, too, so it was real easy.
Nice. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you. Things you did to see concerts.
Yeah, so I'm probably about the same age as you guys, and I'm an L.A. native. So what we used to do is we used to go to the Greek, and we just, like, go up the hill, and we would make our way into the stadium. And That's what we did, and we did it like 4 to 6 people at a time. No one noticed, and we were able to see concerts for free.
Four to six people at a time, and no one noticed.
Yeah. We were strategic. I mean, we'd go up there, and then, you know, one person at a time would come through, and then we'd, right. we'd just, like, mosey our way right into the aisles.
Nice. What are some of the shows you saw?
Remember Sparks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sparks was great.
So, yeah.
We saw Sparks and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who were pretty much unknown.
Yeah.
Well, they were known in L.A., but they were just a bunch of young guys.
What a great show.
They opened
Fight
up.
Like a brave. Don't be afraid.
That's great.
I actually have that on my Spotify.
Great song.
Yeah.
Nice. Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Good work.
Perfect example.
KLOS, hello.
I got into a sold-out Taylor Swift concert by putting my in your mouth.
Woo! That got you into Taylor Swift, did it?
It's the best way, actually, I think.
It's the All Request Fest!
It is the All Request Fest, which means you get to pick all the music for the next couple of hours. What will get your weekend started right?
818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter while it still exists. We are at Kevin and Slugger.
Friday! Super short week is one day long for some of us. Sorry, man.
I don't remember that song ending like that. Odd.
Yeah, Robert was really into the weekend.
It is our All Request Fest. You can tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo.
Or you can call us 818-955-KLOS. Hello?
Yeah, I would love to hear White Zombie Supercharger Heaven.
That's a damn good song.
Wow, that's a good request.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard that song.
I'd like to dedicate it to myself.
Okay. All right. How touching. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. Taking my woman to see Elton John tomorrow night.
That's right. You're going to be at Dodger Stadium for him tomorrow night.
We have a bet on what the opening song is. We're not doing any research, but that was my guess because it's Saturday night.
Oh, that's a good guess.
But he could pick any one of a million songs.
I would guess to start. The first song he would do would be The Bitch Is Back.
No, stop it. That's hers too.
Oh really?
It means already lost. That sucks.
No, come on. Saturday night's all right for fighting.
We are doing our All Request Fest, and let's see. Mel tweeted us, can you all play Slither by Velvet Revolver?
Hell yeah!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hell yeah. How you guys doing?
Hell yeah. We're doing well. Aces. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo! Man.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a request. How about some Dear Mr. Fantasy Traffic?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Remember smoked in the boys' room? We always smoked out by the oleanders. Remember those plants, the oleanders?
No.
In eighth grade. A big, smelly, huge, tall.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, we used to sit out there and smoke in eighth grade.
How do you remember the name of the plant?
Because I couldn't say it. Back then, I wasn't able to go by the down the yard. You mean by the oleanders, Doug?
You're a weirdo, man.
How dare you.
Kenny and Buddy wanted to hear Nirvana's Slither.
Oh, now you're having trouble.
Slither.
We already did Slither. Silver. How did they ask for that, pray tell?
On Twitter at Kevin and Sligo.
You can do it there, too.
Which, as of now, still works.
Oh, where's my hookah pipe? That song always makes me need my hookah pipe.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sligo.
Welcome to it, baby.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Wow, that was hysteria.
What can we play for you?
Rock.
Ah, that's a good idea. That's like what?
Please give me Metallica, Blackened.
Wow, nice. Are you going to drink some whiskey while we play it?
I'm going to do a hit.
John from Irvine wanted to hear Pump It Up, Sammy Hagar's version of
Elvis Costello and the Attractions, a fine selection. I think that song is doing really well. You know, Matt Penfield on Sunday nights has his biggest rock songs in the world at the moment.
It's
Sunday nights
new and approved.
Eight. Yeah, and that's Sunday night at 8. And he's got Matt Sorum on this show this weekend.
Excellent.
Which is going to be mighty cool. That's Sunday night at 8 with that Matt Penfield fella on KLOS. I don't remember. The other day, maybe Wednesday, we played Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And Sean said, well, what about the original version? Play that, damn it. So,
sure.
And since he used the word damn it, I'm like, okay, sure, why not?
That is the key word to use, yes. It's Friday night. It's our old request fest. Hello.
Yeah, got that right.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, let's hear Triumph, Allied Forces.
So, wait, you're saying you are Triumph, the insult comic dog? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No, what are you saying?
Let's hear Triumph, Allied Forces.
Oh, that was your request.
You know, I decided that would probably be better than Bette Midler's, what is that song, Wind Beneath My Wings? Yeah, because, you know, you are my hero, Kevin, and I wanted to dedicate a song to you as we wrap up.
I feel like I'm about to puke.
I think we got time for one more request. Let's grab it.
KLOS, hello.
Who do you want to hear?
Yeah, hey, a band that doesn't get a lot of airplay these days is Megadeth.
Which song in particular?
Yeah. You can go with Symphony of Destruction.
I love that song. I really, really, that is an absolute favorite.
When do you marry it? Who is this?
Mark from Los Angeles.
Mark, who are you now?
He's still the same.
Hold on a second. The band is warming up. When that was brand new, I would just listen to it like over and over and over and over and over.
That's how I do every new song I find.
Yeah, that's right. That is what you do with new songs.
Thousands times in a row.
Yeah, you kill everything else basically, right?
Pretty much.
Only really listen to that. That's an interesting way of, well, I did it with that one.
It's not a great way of doing it.
We never do anything the right or good way.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A bus driver in Massachusetts had 24 people on board and was pulled over for drunk driving after someone on the bus called 911.
And we're talking kids, like 14 to 20 something.
Yep.
That's real nice. So that's definitely dumb.
Desperate things you did to see a concert. We found out that most of our listeners, like us, would just jump and run.
Just hop the fence and head on in.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is Monday morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
That's going to bring you $6,200 if all goes according to plan. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace
I have
out.
One last thought for you.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
There is a 50-50 chance, a solid 50-50 chance that you're going to get a shot to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
That depends on Ma Bell.
Coming up. Depends on our phone system.
Ma Bell.
Before 4 o'clock. I know, you're trying to blame it on the phone company. I'm saying perhaps it's user error.
No, that's a good
We're supposed
good
to play before 4 o'clock.
That's theoretically going to happen for you. $600 right this second.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And then we'll put you through your paces, and if you can answer the question, you get yourself $5,600 to start your weekend. Hey, you want to play the little name game thing?
I think we should.
Cash?
Sure.
Oh, okay, I'll push this and we'll start it. There it goes.
KLOS, who is this?
Richard.
Richard!
You are the correct caller.
Richard.
Hey, what are you saying over there? Hey, we might have some cash for you. Could you use $5,600?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know anything about the periodic table?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
All right. Well, we're looking for the name of an element that you would find in the periodic table.
And the last couple of guesses were chlorine, which someone handily wrote in here is number 17, and francium, which is incorrect as well. That was Dick who guessed that.
I don't think that's
hour.
Even on it.
I don't think so either. But what do you got for $5,600?
Are medals on that table like gold?
We can't answer questions to help you. I wish we could, but
whatever,
we can't.
Whatever elements are on the periodic table.
Yeah.
Hydrogen.
That's
except for that one.
Whatever you do, don't build your Hindenburg out of that, because it's terrible. Right on, man. Well, sorry, dude. Thanks. Have a good weekend anyway.
You too. Thanks.
All right, take care. So $5,800.
Between 4 and 5.
Listen, you got to get this money out of here for the weekend, because we can't run to the bank and deposit it. You know, the cash, it's so annoying.
You mean the $5,800?
That's the money I'm talking about.
The name game.
The name.
Take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can tell us what we're looking for, you get that $5,800.
The name game, the name game.
Yeah, baby.
4 minutes into our All Request Fest.
Who's been down smoking pot in the hallways? What?
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Liz.
Lynn, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow.
that means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Okay.
All right. We are looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
Now, look, don't look up at the board, you know, where we have the periodic table for the whole class to stare at. You need to just kind of know it. Are you willing to give that a try?
Sure.
All right.
All right. So the last couple of guesses were hydrogen and francium for $5,800. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with argon.
That's a gas. I've always got gas.
Oh, stop
it. Pretty regular deal.
Stop it.
But, yeah, sorry.
Thank you for trying. That is incorrect.
Thank you.
That means in the 5 o'clock hour, it'll be worth $6,000.
The name game.
The name game. Cash is sitting here now in the pot.
$6,000. $6,000. If you'd like to play the name game, 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13, and if you give us the right word, you get yourself $6,000. That's for everyone who's on the 5, the 10, the 110, the 105, and the 705, the 710, the 6. That's for you, whoever you are.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Andrew.
Andrew, you caller 13.
Yes. Sorry about
that. No, that was enjoyable. No, it is Friday.
You're allowed to say yes.
Yeah.
No worries. All right, so you're caller 13, and we have $6,000 for you, and we're going to give you the last two guesses. We are looking for the name of an element that you'd find in the periodic table.
And the last couple of guesses were hydrogen, kablam, and argon. So what do you got for us?
I'm thinking maybe Rutherfordium.
Rutherfordium.
Is that a word you're making up?
Or Rutherfordium?
No matter what, I don't know what any of these damn words are.
We don't know how to say it either, but we know
that
it's
spelled like that.
Not correct.
Doesn't look anything like it. Sorry, well, man. Sorry, dude.
It was fun.
Yes. Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
I'm just glad I got in.
Nice. Right on.
And you can get in again Monday at 8 a.m. and perhaps win $6,200.
Yeah, and have a great weekend, dude.
I bumped it up more for myself.
Yes, you did.
That's right. Bruce Springsteen played live in the UK for the first time on This Day in Rock in 1975, turning up at London's Hammersmith Odeon. Billy Joel's 52nd Street album hit number one on the U.S. album charts on This Day in Rock in 1978. It was his first U.S. album number one. The Rolling Stones made history on This Day in Rock in 1994 by being internet pioneers. They were the first major act to stream 20 minutes of their concert webcast over the internet from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas.